This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Talking NHL trade deadline, what the Penguins may do. I mean, there's just no indication that Raquel is going to be dealt. That's the other thing here. If there was, he would have been scratched the other night, right? I mean, this guy may be the number one player on the market from at this moment until 3 p.m. They've got the number one guy in a desperate seller's market. Buyers are going crazy here. What are we doing? What is he doing? Kyle Dubas. And then I started to look a little deeper into old Tommy Novak, and I'm starting to wonder about him limits. Have you taken a deep dive on Dr. Novak?
And please inform me and enlighten me on Mr. Novak.
Well, here's what Barry Trotz, and you can think that Barry Trotz, you know, that this is the good news or the bad news, that he said this about our friend Tommy Novak. You may think that Trotz is good at what he does or not, so I guess it would... Your opinion of this would depend heavily on that. Speaking of Novak last night with Nashville reporters, Trotz said, quote, when he was a fourth line league minimum guy and scoring while getting some sheltered minutes, that fit him just fine. You talk about damning with faint praise. Then he says, when you move up the lineup, it's harder to find your space and be productive. If you want to move up the lineup and get paid more, there's more responsibility. He basically just shredded him. Let me repeat that. When he was a fourth line league minimum guy and scoring while getting some sheltered minutes, that fit him just fine. Wow. Now, in Tommy Novak, they get a guy who has been a healthy scratch this season, a guy they put a little bit of money into. I think it was 3 years, $10.5 million, whatever it was. But he was going to be a center for some of their big boys in Nashville, and he just failed. And more than that, he's going to be 29 next season, I think. Or is it 28? Either way, he's pushing 30. And people are acting like they got some young prospect here, or like a 23-year-old on the rise NHL player. They didn't. What's more than that is... Other than scoring occasionally, what does he do? He's got like four block shots all season, four hits all season. He doesn't kill penalties. He's bad on faceoffs. What does he do? I'm very curious. Like, how are you going to build a third line around this guy? Is that the idea here? I don't get it. He got votes for the Lady Bing last year. Don't they need to change the name of that trophy, Limits? Does anybody want to win the Lady Bing? Do you go home and put that on the shelf and with pride in the trophy room? I won the Lady Bing in 2024.
They should call it the Chandler Bing Award for my favorite Friends character.
I like that, actually.
I like that one, yeah.
They should call it anything but that, the Dave Bing Award, after the old Pistons guard. I mean, I don't know. This has been team polite forever. I've often said if the Lady Bing were a team trophy, the Penguins would be a dynasty right now. They would have won, you know, 8 years in a row. What does this guy do? Can somebody tell me? I think he has 4 hits. He's a centerman who doesn't win faceoffs. Do you know how much he plays shorthanded? Average per game? Want to take a guess at his average ice time per game shorthanded?
I'm going to say a minute.
Wrong. 0:00. Even Steven Stamkos averages 1 second of shorthanded ice time there. I don't get this. Now, Luke Shen, you did bring in a guy here. Now you at least have somebody, you know, with a pulse on the back end who's going to either go after people when they go after Sid or, and I should say, you know, rough some people up anyway and be a leader type. I do actually, I kind of like that idea of having a guy like that around. But I think, that, and by the way, I also wouldn't be surprised if he was repackaged here. I think that the headliner in this deal was Tommy Novak, though, was it not?
I guess. I mean, why would it be centered around Shen? The deal just makes no sense for me on both sides. Like, I feel like they could have got something better for Bunning. They also give up a fourth-round pick in 26. Like, for what value?
Does Michael Bunting not lead this team in power play goals? Am I right about that? Oh, Limitless Wonder?
I'd have to check. I mean,
I thought Michael Bunting gave him stuff they didn't have up front, and I realized he was also inconsistent. That's kind of the bigger theme here, is the Penguins are now saddled with all these guys who are good enough to play in the NHL, but are they any good?
He had 9 power play goals this year, most ever in his career.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the Pirates, they've had this disease for years. They've got, you know, 20 guys who can play in the majors. Jiwon Bae can play in the majors. I'm sure DJ Stewart can. Matt Gorski probably could. So can, you know, half these guys on the Penguins, including Tommy Novak. But are they any good?
Yeah, like quad A players.
Are they any good?
In between the line of being a good major leaguer and
right.
A triple A player.
You know, you just collect these guys and then you're forever auditioning people. That's been the Pirates' way of it for decades, it feels like. Yeah, this Billy Cook, he could play. So could, who's the other guy?
Nick York.
Sure, he could play. And DJ Stewart and Matt Gorski and
Derek Hall.
And Andy Rodriguez can play 18 positions, and he can... I was reading about, what is it York? They said he plays 8 positions. Does he play any of them well?
Rotate.
I worry that Kyle Dubas is starting to collect these sorts. You know, and I don't know if you can build a third line around Tommy Novak, a centerman who never hits anybody, can't kill penalties, never wins faceoffs, and gives you marginal offensive production. Maybe I've gone crazy here, Limits. I don't know. Maybe I've gone crazy. We'll ask John Glennon, who's been covering the Predators forever. We're going to ask him at 11:45 about Tommy Novak and see what he has to say. I'm at a loss here. It doesn't seem like they're going to trade Raquel. Carlson acts like he's surprised that anybody's asking about anything. If Carlson were given the choice to go chase a cup or go play golf, what do you think his choice is?
Should be easy.
I mean, I know what I would do, but I'm not getting paid $10 million to play hockey.
That is the one thing I just can't pinpoint. Like, why does Erik Karlsson want to be here? And I know TK mentioned that, you know, maybe he just does want to golf and no extra salary in the playoffs, whatever. I don't get it. From a competitor standpoint.
So Kyle Dubas, the impression that Karlsson left the other day was that they've never had a discussion about moving waving his no movement. You don't go up to a guy and say, hey, let's have a discussion here. You know, what teams would you be willing to go to? Is there any scenario in which you'd be willing to waive that? a preliminary discussion? What's he going to do? Call him up at 2:50 today? Say Tampa's on the line?
Could do anything. Like, hey, Eric, you know, it's not working out really well here. We're, I don't know, last place in our own division. We're not going anywhere. You've been here for 2 years, and we haven't been able to reach the playoffs, let alone win in the playoffs. We're thinking about maybe shipping you somewhere where might be able to win. Why would he not even be like, oh,
how was that not broached? I don't understand how it's not broached. Maybe it has been, and maybe we got a bad read from Carlson's comments the other day. I don't know. He didn't exactly seem broken up about sending the Leafs in on a breakaway there in the second period and losing the game either. I don't know about this is a disaster. The Carlson thing has been an unmitigated disaster.
This is where, whether it's ownership or Kyle Dubas, just needs to take the reins and say, you know, Eric, this is, we have that tough conversation. This is what we want to do.
It's not a tough conversation.
This is what we got to do to move forward.
It's not even a tough conversation.
It shouldn't be, but it seems like it is for them.
You can leave our terrible team, which you've helped make terrible, although we probably don't add that part, and go chase a cup somewhere. And yet, I've been saying all year, why would Carlson want to be here? And now, based on our talk with Tyler Kennedy yesterday, maybe this is the ideal scenario for him. The season ends in early April. I got 4 months off. I made $10 million. This is great. I don't know. Maybe he tries to trade him in the offseason, but to not broach the topic with him? Josh Yeo reporting that teams out there would love to have Erik Karlsson at $8 million, which means the Penguins would have to eat $2 million moving forward. I'd sign up for that in a second. I'd drive him to the airport.
Why is that not doable? I mean, $2 million? When you're considering that, what, San Jose is still picking up $1.5 million?
I don't know if Kyle Dubas, like I said with the Raquel thing, for all I know, he thinks that this can be a quick capital style retooling. And I know that he's accumulated bunches of draft picks in the first three rounds. I know. Do you know what the average time is for a second, even a first, but a second or third round pick to make a dent in the NHL is? Even Sid, who I think is going to play for a while and play great, is going to be gone, long gone by the time guys like that make a dent.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Even Jake Gensel, He was drafted, what, in the third round, and he sort of rocketed through the system in 2013. So 13, 14, 14, 15, 15, 16, 16, 17. It was four seasons later when he made an impact, when he arrived in the NHL. 5 seasons later was his first full year, 5 years. And that's for a guy who almost immediately showed that we made a great pick here. This guy's going to rise and be a good NHL player. So the picks are great. You know, the Tommy Novaks of the world, I don't get it. I really don't. I don't get that deal. Maybe there's more to learn about it moving forward. I do not understand. Someone's going to have to clarify for me. This dude, yes, he turns 28 in April. He's going to turn 29 next season. And people are behaving like they just got a guy who's, you know, in his late teens here. Let's hit the phones for a moment.
Here is Mike in Pittsburgh, wants to talk about the deadline.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
What's up, guys? Hey, I know some of these guys got the no-trade movements, but he has to approach some of them. One thing that you guys won't be able to change my mind on is how bad Chris Letang plays. He's constantly pinching, can't get the puck in, so the Pens get stuck on trying to defend a two-on-one. His passing's horrible. He screens his own goalies. I think that would be one that he can move. Malkin's another one.
No, Malkin's
another one.
He's not going anywhere. Malkin's not going anywhere. Not at this deadline and not in the offseason. He's going to play his final year here. And, you know, all the accolades that will come his way deservedly. And there's something cool about the whole nostalgia thing and celebrating Geno's career there is. But I was wondering this morning, too, just wondering if Geno didn't have a no movement, there's a team out there that would be perfect for him. And that's Tommy Fitzgerald and the New Jersey Devils, who just lost Jack Hughes to injury for the rest of the year. Be perfect. But no, Geno's not going anywhere. But you might be right about Letang. I know Josh Yowie has alluded to this, that Letang is the one of the big three. That, you know, Sid's in a separate category all by himself, of course. Geno's definitely going to play, I think, here one more year, and that'll be it. But Letang, you might be able to entice him with the idea of chasing a cup, or go more specifically, maybe going to Montreal. I don't know if that's chasing a cup, but it's going to Montreal. Maybe. Brian Rust, his no movement clause expires in July, I believe. If only we knew what Kyle Dubas was thinking, what his vision for the franchise was. I think we're going to find out a lot today. Who's next?
Here is Kevin in the car.
What's up, Kevin?
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing today?
We've never been better. What's going on?
So I think everybody's right. All the writers talking about Raquel should be traded. This is the biggest seller's market in the history. If you think about what people are going for, Dumoulin just went for a second-round pick. That's craziness.
No, I mean, the market is just overflowing here with assets coming back to the sellers. It's a seller's market. I haven't seen too many that were this favorable in that direction.
Brock Nelson went for a first round, I believe, and a prospect. No, oh, by the way, Dumoulin also went for a prospect.
Yes, Brock Nelson.
Craziness.
He went for a first and a third, and a guy who's being termed as an elite prospect. So we'll see by 3 p.m., and we've got people coming on to talk hockey. We have John Glennon from Nashville, been covering the league forever, at 11:30. We have Sean Gentile from The Athletic. He's a trade grader. He'll be coming on at noon, but we're going to talk a little football next, because the other thing that's happening is some reports said the Steelers were going to make this decision by the end of the week, and last I checked, limits, it's the end of the week.
Here we are, and unless it's going to come after the NHL trade deadline and the Steelers want a Friday news dump, which you'd think they'd win it's your franchise quarterback, or at least next year's quarterback, they'd want everybody to know about and talk about.
Now, I'm assuming that you're keeping tabs, very close tabs, on everything happening.
Very.
And you're not going to let fake Adam Schefter fool you?
No, not this time. Only once has that happened.
What happened with Ron that day? I forgot.
Oh, that was the Levi Wallace trade. Oh, here we go. Joe, we have news. Levi Wallace. This is Adam Schefter. Levi Wallace has been traded to the Bears for a second-round pick. And everybody started laughing at Ron. And when he read it, it was like a six-pack. And
I remember that day very well. Like, yeah. Can you find that? I think it's in there somewhere.
I will.
I'm going to try not to get fooled because honestly, on Ron's behalf, it is very easy these days to report wrong information based on who reports it. A lot of fake accounts out there on social media.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.